Research. Healthcare research plays an important role for people living with PSP and CBD. Dr. Boyd Gosh is a consultant neurologist in Southampton and Salisbury. Dr. Gosh set up the region's first dedicated clinic for patients with PSP and CBD in 2015 and now runs the Wessex Ataxia and Atypical Parkinsonian Syndrome Service in Southampton, with clinical coordinator Jay Donnelly and neurologist Dr. Massey. Alongside providing coordinated care for patients, the centre is carrying out healthcare research to enable people with PSP and CBD to live the best possible quality of life. Here, Boyd shares some of the research conducted in the clinic and how it will benefit people living with both conditions. For far too long, neurology patients would be diagnosed with these devastating conditions and sent home with little to no follow-up. Sadly, we don't have a cure, but it's important we share with patients how care can help them. When I set up the clinic back in 2015, I wanted to provide a service that would take a proactive approach in managing symptoms. That means avoiding unplanned hospital admissions and ensuring the patient is linked with all the professionals they need to live as well as possible. We have very close links with PSPA and refer all newly diagnosed people to the charity to access its support groups and other sources of help. We also have a PSPA helpline care navigator who attends clinics. It's immensely helpful to be able to signpost people to PSPA and for them to know that practical and emotional support is available to them. There's a lack of knowledge about PSP and CBD, and this extends to healthcare professionals. I know this is a common frustration among people living with PSP and CBD. Funded by a PSPA awareness grant, we run a monthly networking meeting where our local healthcare professionals can join the call and ask questions. So if they find they're suddenly supporting someone with either condition, they have access to a network where they can get information and advice. At the centre, we are involved in a combination of drug studies and grant-based research looking for causes of the disease. We are taking part in the Prospect and Express studies, along with several commercial studies. Naturally, a lot of focus is on biomedical research and the promise it holds in improving our understanding of the conditions and how to treat them. But healthcare research plays an important role for people living with the condition now. It seeks to find answers about the best options to improve healthcare for patients today, and it's how we can find new and better ways to manage and treat conditions. Every week, I diagnose someone with PSP and CBD. It's devastating news for them to hear. It's also difficult for their family. As PSP and CBD progress, it typically means they become more dependent on their carers. We recently had a student who did a project on impulsivity and apathy in a small number of patients with PSP, CBD, and multiple system atrophy, MSA. Our study showed that behavioural changes have a bigger impact on carer burden than direct consequences of physical impairment or difficulty in performing activities of daily living. Over the last 3 years, we've run several healthcare studies. One of our recent studies investigated the physical decline and impact on activities of daily life of prolonged bed rest for PSP patients. Previous studies have shown that induced bed rest in healthy young males for 5 weeks leads to a decline in physical capabilities. We investigated what would happen if a patient with PSP or CBD was hospitalized and experienced prolonged bed rest and compared them to patients who weren't admitted to the hospital. Our study showed an increase in dependence on carers for basic activities for the hospitalized patients and a greater rate of decline in their walking. The study also showed that without consistent engagement in physiotherapy or carer-aided exercises, physical abilities were lost. This highlights the importance of trying to avoid hospital admission or maintaining activity if people are admitted. It is difficult to know how many people are admitted with PSP and CBD. When patients are admitted to hospital, their diagnosis and the reason for their admission is coded by the hospital and registered with the NHS. These figures are then available to people who arrange or pay for hospital services to ensure that they are providing the most efficient service. However, a previous study we organised showed that until recently, PSP and CBD were not easy for hospitals to code, and therefore sometimes they were incorrectly recorded. In some cases, people living with PSP were incorrectly coded as having motor neuron disease, MND. Unfortunately, what this meant in practice was that the diagnoses of PSP and CBD were largely invisible to the NHS, and resources for care, and to some extent research, was much harder to argue for. This situation has improved with more up-to-date classification systems for diseases, but there are still errors. These can occur, for example, if patients with these rare diseases are noted down in hospital notes as having Parkinson's disease rather than their actual rarer disease. Our aim in our clinic is to provide the best support we can and to provide patients and their families with the best possible quality of life. We aim to help them to stay as active as they can. However, we don't know if what we do has any more effect than more standard, less specialist clinics. With a research grant from PSPA, we are about to conduct a study to compare the care people receive from a specialist service like ours with the care people receive from a general neurology clinic. We're interested in finding out if having access to a specialist service reduces unplanned emergency admissions, avoids complications further down the line, and ultimately if it has an impact on length of survival through access to timely interventions. In August, we'll begin recruiting participants. If anyone is not under the care of a specialist clinic and would like to be involved, please contact us. If we can prove the advantages of having access to specialist coordinated care, it would provide the evidence we need to influence NICE, the National Guidance on PSP and CBD, meaning all patients, wherever they live in the country, would be able to access this type of care. It will also provide a strong business case for the establishment of more specialist centres. Every day we're learning more about PSP and CBD. People living with both conditions are a key part of the reason why we can learn so much. Research simply couldn't happen without them, and that's something we never lose sight of. Interested in taking part? If you live within 250 miles of Southampton and would be interested in being involved in the two-year study, please contact qolaps@uhs.nhs.uk. You'll be sent questionnaires at 6 monthly intervals, and once a year you will be assessed in your home. Alternatively, scan this QR code and complete PSPA's expression of interest in research form.